Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Sunday, April 28th. Today on Forbes, anatomy of a $46 million renewable energy swindle. Rhino Onward International, or ROI as it called itself, launched in 2022 with some big promises. The renewables development firm claimed that its, quote, proprietary process and technology put it in position, quote, to assume the leading role in green hydrogen production. The company said it was building a green hydrogen plant in Arizona that would be worth about $530 million within 5 years, according to marketing materials it shared with investors. ROI raised $31 million from over 200 investors, but apparently only invested $200,000 in the business. The firm's promoters, Paul Croft and J.D. Frost, diverted the rest of the investors' money to themselves and entities they control, according to an investor lawsuit filed in Illinois last month, which cited bank records obtained through subpoenas. Beginning in 2021 until last year, Croft, a 42-year-old entrepreneur living in Chicago, and Frost, a 40-year-old accountant based in Chattanooga, Tennessee, raised approximately $46 million from a series of phony renewables investment schemes, which the pair used to live extravagantly, pay employees at their tax advisory business, pay down short-term loans, and even lend money to embattled professional hockey player Robin Lehner. This, according to allegations in lawsuits, bankruptcy filings, former investors and ex-employees of Croft's and Frost's businesses who spoke with Forbes on the record, and others with knowledge of the matter who spoke on the condition of anonymity in order to speak about sensitive information. About 230 people invested in ROI and related ventures, and many of them were clients of Croft and Frost, the pair's eponymous accounting and tax advisory business, according to the class action complaint and those familiar with the case. Some investors were employees of Croft and Frost and ROI who had believed ROI was a legitimate venture. Croft and Frost abruptly shut down and laid off all of its employees in September 2023. ROI's website is still up, but the company has functionally ceased to exist. Sarah Bivens, former director of client services at Croft & Frost, who personally invested about $50,000 in ROI, says, quote, "It became clear they were just using the money to pay for their extravagant lifestyle and pay off debts. I don't know if there was ever a true business plan." The Illinois complaint states, quote, "No investor was told their money would go to pay off hard money loans, pay for Croft's incredible car collection, or cover Frost's $27,000 per month American Express bill." Croft appears to have collected three Ferraris, one Maserati, one Bentley, whose customized license plate reads in all caps, Croft, and one Range Rover, according to his various Instagram posts in 2022 and 2023 of himself with the cars. Alongside one photo of himself with a Bentley in November 2022, the caption reads, "My goal is to have 29 vehicles, working on number 6 right now." Ross Good, an attorney for Loftus and Eisenberg, the law firm representing the investor plaintiffs in the Illinois case, says, quote, "The fraud on investors is obvious and clearly shown in the financial records for the entities involved in this case." Croft and Frost face a barrage of lawsuits. In addition to the Illinois lawsuit, investors brought a class action complaint earlier this month in federal court, which contained many of the same fraud allegations. In Arizona, a man sued Croft and Frost, alleging he had been, quote, swindled due to misleading and false representations. Croft and Frost also face a lawsuit in New York, and federal prosecutors have been investigating the businessmen and their dealings, according to three sources familiar with the matter who spoke with Forbes. Frost's and Croft's attorneys declined to comment. The two men have promoted themselves as financial gurus with the Midas touch. On the Unconventional Money Moves podcast in June 2022, Croft claimed to have a net worth somewhere between $1.8 billion and $3.8 billion. But Croft appears to be far less wealthy than he claims. He took out a $600,000 mortgage for an $800,000 home purchase in 2021, property records show. His online audience is seemingly manufactured. Croft's Instagram boasts an incredible 2 million followers, but his recent posts have received fewer than 50 likes each. For full coverage, check out John Hyatt's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.